in my pants, I'm making her a freezer. Kill it full up in the G-Wag. Make every girl have to say Jesus. So have I'm up in your speaker like a media. On the road like a fielder. These are done, them in a believer. Believer.
Bringing you out of the press news. From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition Zambia, we want spokesperson Mohabi Lungu says direct domestic investment key to unlock Zambia's economy. Man arrested for stabbing wife to death in Monze. In international news, Eritrea's president warns Ethiopia against renewed conflict amid rising regional tensions. In sports, Fars remains proud of Copper Queens despite AFCON exit.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Opposition Zambia, we want spokesperson Mohabi Lungu has observed that Zambia's continued reliance on foreign domestic investment has led the country to struggle to record meaningful economic development. Speaking when he featured on Monday's edition of the Voice of the People program, Mr. Lungu said direct domestic investment remains crucial for Zambia if the country is to broaden and unlock its economic potential as it focuses on private sector investment. Mr. Lungu added that doing so will reduce the escalating unemployment levels in the country. Meanwhile, Mr. Lungu has projected that United Party for National Development will struggle to amass the 50% plus one vote in next year's general election, citing urban votes to decide the fate of the ruling party. Mr. Lungu said Zambian elections have always been characterized by the urban vote system, which he emphasized will play a significant role in the coming general election. Mr. Lungu therefore underscored the need for the opposition political parties to mature in order to offer key check and balances, adding that they should field at least two candidates in the 2026 general elections.
A chap like Mohabi Lungu, if he thinks he's got a little name or a little money, I can just go and register a little party, install myself as the president, and be very happy that you all will be calling me Mr. President. Nothing to do with ensuring that I provide the source of leadership within my own political party, which I would expect to provide if I am in government or a main opposition party. So I think that there is a danger there. I think that there is a need for us as the opposition political parties to consolidate so that we may be a bigger vehicle by which we can be able to transmit the difficulties that people are facing and to be able to transmit the ideas of a class which is capable of transmitting those ideas, etc., etc. So I think that there is a requirement, in my view, for there to be some form of consolidation. And obviously, you can only fight an aggressor who is as aggressive as the current government if you have a consolidated force yourself.
A consortium of civil society organizations has raised concerns over alleged corruption in the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency drug enforcement, drug procurement process. According to the civil society's self-coordinating mechanism, demands that the release of the full forensic audit conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers, as well as availing it to the public. The report uncovered widespread irregularities, inflated pricing, and breaches of procurement protocols. Meanwhile, the consortium is also demanding immediate action, including independent investigations and legal action against officials cited in the report. CSSCM also wants the recovery of misused funds, cancellation of tainted contracts, and parliamentary inquiries into unresolved issues. The group emphasizes the need for accountability, transparency, and justice in managing public resources, particularly in the health sector.
The civil society self-coordinating mechanism demands the immediate release of the full Pricewaterhouse forensic audit report to the Parliament Public Accounts Committee and to the public at large. We also demand independent investigations and legal action to be carried out against all officials implicated in the audit. We also demand for the recovery of misused funds and cancellation of all contracts tainted by irregularities.
A 40-year-old man of Simwendengwa village in Monza district has been arrested for allegedly stabbing his wife to death in a suspected case of domestic violence. Southern Province Deputy Police Commissioner Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident and named the suspect as Shinde Chimbwe. It is believed that the victim, identified as Lovely Malambo, aged 37, had traveled home from her teaching practice at Lumba Munya Primary School when a suspected marital dispute emanated a night before the alleged murder. Mr. Namalongo explained that Chimbwe allegedly lured his wife into their bedroom where he allegedly stabbed the deceased in the neck and abdomen. However, when she tried to escape, she failed as she was fatally attacked outside. He added that Chimbwe later attempted to take his own life by ingesting poison. Mr. Namalongo stated that the victim's body was found in a pool of blood with a blood-stained knife nearby and signs of a struggle. Mr. Namalongo added that Malambo's body is deposited in hospital mortuary awaiting post-mortem, adding that investigations are ongoing. In another development, one person has died while another is receiving treatment following a fatal road traffic accident in Livingston. The accident happened on Sunday evening around 18:30 hours at the Moso Tunya Nakatindi traffic lights junction. Southern Province Deputy Police Commissioner Mono Namalongo disclosed the development, saying the accident involved a Mitsubishi saloon car driven by a 51-year-old man, James Shumba of Highlands. Mr. Namalongo said that in the accident victim sustained serious injuries and was rushed to Livingston Teaching Hospital, where he later died. His body was deposited in Batoka Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem. The other vehicle involved was a Toyota Hiace minibus driven by 29-year-old Boyd Luwinda of Dambosite, who is currently admitted at the same hospital with general body pains. Police say preliminary investigations indicate that the minibus driver failed to obey the traffic lights, leading to the collision. Mr. Namalongo has since urged motorists to follow traffic rules, especially traffic signals and right-of-way regulations, to avoid such tragedies on the road. In international news, Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki has issued a warning to neighboring Ethiopia, cautioning against the possibility of a renewed conflict as tensions escalate in the Horn of Africa. Relations between the two countries have remained fragile since Eritrea gained independence from Ethiopia in 1993. A bloody border war from 1998 to 2000 left tens of thousands dead, and although a peace agreement was signed in 2018, mistrust between the nations has persisted. According to the Eritrean government, the latest strain in ties stems from Ethiopia's renewed focus on securing access to a seaport, a long-standing strategic objective for the landlocked country. In remarks directed at Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, President Afwerki warned that Eritrea would not be easily empowered by Ethiopia's far larger population, estimated at 130 million, compared to Eritrea's 3.5 million. The Eritrean leader emphasized the country's readiness to defend itself if necessary. While there is currently no clear sign of imminent military action, observers note that the region's volatile history and unresolved disputes make the situation highly sensitive. International attention is focused on preventing a repeat of past violence and promoting dialogue between the two sides. The Horn of Africa remains a complex and strategically vital region where stability continues to be challenged by geopolitical rivalries and long-standing grievances. Still in international news, prominent Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi has been charged with illegal possession of ammunition linked to protests last month in which at least 19 people were killed. He denied the charge and has been released on bail. He was not charged with facilitation of terrorist acts, as the police had earlier said. On Sunday, investigators said they had seized phones, a laptop.